Peter, welcome back. What a return.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind couple of days, and this has just topped it off, you know. Like I just said there, I'm more pleased with the clean sheet than the goal. You know, it's nice to get goals. I don't get many, and you're not going to remember every single one of my seven. And it's nice to get that, but I'm more pleased about the clean sheet. You know, I think there's been a lot being said over the last couple of weeks. You know, I've been reading anyway, you know, but maybe a bit of a soft touch that the team's been and the side's been. But I think today, you know, 1-11 and the men that came on, and even the ones at the subs and everybody connected with the club, just showed a bit of determination today.
Because you really had to stay focused as a team second half, because there's a lot of pressure that Rochdale brought. Not the shots, but the pressure was there.
Yeah, exactly. They're a good side. You know, 5 out of 6 they've won. They're full of quality, you know, and the front three are such a handful, you know, and it was going to be one of them games where you just had to stick your head, whatever, on the end of it. I mean, I can't remember really too many shots Ross haven't to save, and that's a testament to everybody in front of him that we stopped crosses, blocked shots, and, you know, kept him relatively quiet.
Disappointing moment, obviously, at the end for Connor from the spot, but the corner that came in for the goal was absolutely pinpoint, wasn't it?
He was brilliant. You know, his set pieces are brilliant, and he's at the target. The keeper saved it. He hasn't missed it. That's how I always look at it. But he's quality. I mean, I've been watching the goals he's scored, and he's got a great left foot on him. But, you know, the three in the middle of the park, him, Bales and Luke Berry, I thought were brilliant. Marshalling us or supporting us, you know, winning knockdowns, especially in the second half. Like I said, it became a little bit like the Alamo, but them three in front were magnificent. And the three in front of them, you know, Coley, Samuel, Keith Tracy, you know, and Kane came on as well. Everybody just put a shift in. It deserved the 3 points.
I mean, they're all important wins, but after a difficult month that the club's just been through, today just feels like that, especially against sort of the old boss and a few familiar faces.
Yeah, but we try not to let that affect the game plan. You know, that was probably more Rochdale side of things than ours. You know, it was Rochdale we were playing, not Keith Hill, Steve Dawson or Tom Kennedy. You know, it was Rochdale, and you know, he's a wonderful, I think he's a good manager, Keith Hill. I've always liked, you know, when I played against his Barnsley side, you know, he tried to pass it and he tries to play in the right way, and we've seen that today. And that's why probably it's an even bigger 3 points, because it's against such a good side.
How difficult a decision, or easier decision, was it to come back to Barnsley?
It was a little bit of both. You know, it was a hard decision, with all due respect, and to drop down to League One. You know, I wanted to play in the Championship. Like any footballer, I wanted to play at the highest level he possibly can. You know, inquiries were coming in, but there were just inquiries, and I couldn't sit on my backside and not play anymore. And when I seen Ben Mansford last week in our Carling Cup game against Newcastle, and he made me aware that, you know, they were interested in me coming back, and it was an easy decision from there, you know, to come back. Geographically, it's perfect for me as well. I'm near a home, my wife and kids, you know, have been up in Newcastle over the last 3-4 months, which has been really tough for me. So to be able to spend more time with them, come back to a club I know and know well, it was an easy decision once I knew that they were interested in me.
Because you built up quite a decent affinity with the club last year, and you saw the backing today. It was wonderful.
Oh, magnificent. I didn't expect that many over to the Pennines, to be honest, but that was where they backed us, and it was lovely to see them over, come over and support us, and they were vocal, and you know, the win's just as much for them as it is for the players and staff.
It's a really strong defensive sort of lineup with lots of options now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Reece, when he came on, was brilliant. You know, he's a quality player. Didn't realise he had such a long chuck on him either. It's a bit of a throw on him. But he slotted in as if he was, you know, never been away. But James Bree before that at right back was magnificent, because he's a good player, that Vincente on the left for them. And I thought him and Coley, especially in the first half, marshalled them well. But like you said, you know, Joe Dudgeon's Premier League player down here. And, you know, unfortunately missed out today. But he can, he'll be brilliant if he has to step in and play.
Do you see this very much as a short-term move, or are you happy to just be as long as you need it?
Listen, I'm coming here for 3 months till January and see where it goes from there. Like I said, I want to play at the highest level I possibly can. If that's not going to happen, yeah, I'd love to stay here permanently. But at the minute, my only focus is on the next 3 months. You know, we've got, I think it's 11 games or 10 games now, league games left, so till that period. So, you know, each and every one's going to be important to me to try and, you know, put myself in the shop window.
Superb. Well done today.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you. Cheers.